The In-N-Out Burger approach in PNC Insurance? Why simplicity is the secret sauce? We're going to nail it right now on the Insurance Dudes.
Insurance Dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretziger.
I am Jason Feldman.
We are agents.
We are Insurance Dudes.
All right, Craig, the Paradox Pro Pretziger here. Welcome back to the Insurance Dudes and Dudettes. We are grateful to have you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you haven't done a review, please, we need some 5 stars. We'd love it. The other dudes that are guys are beating us. The insurance guys have more reviews. Come on. What are you doing over here? All right. I'm Craig Pretziger. Craig the Paradox Pro Pretziger, and I am flying solo today with a mind-bending episode that's going to change the way you think about your choice, choice in business and in life. You may be wondering where Mr. Jason is. Well, if you stick around, I will tell you, but you're not going to hear it till the end. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever found yourself standing in the cereal aisle, or even the diaper aisle, you know, diaper, cereal, paralyzed by the endless options, like lots of stuff, right? Or maybe you've been scrolling through Netflix, trying to figure out what to watch. What's the next big binge? I don't have any ideas. And if you do, please email them over to emily@theidudes.com because I do need a show. If you had that problem, and I bet you have, because I have too, you've experienced the paradox of choice. This is an actual thing. So in today's world, we get hit with options every single turn. It doesn't matter where you go, right? You could be on the golf course. You're going to see an ad right on a bench. So it seems like life is, it's like they're trying to tell us that more is always better. But what if I told you that having too many choices can actually make us less satisfied and less productive? Yeah, I know. It's counterintuitive and it kind of sounds crazy, but it's backed by science. Yep, that thing's science. So in this book called The Paradox of Choice, psychologist Barry Schwartz, very famous psychologist, he argues that an abundance of options can lead to decision fatigue, to anxiety, even to depression. So what does that mean for us as insurance professionals? Well, think about your agency. How many products do you offer? How many carriers do you work with? How many marketing channels do you use? Can you see where it's going? Right, that's a lot of different things. All of a sudden, you have a spider web. If your answer is as many as possible, which I used to say, you might be falling into the paradox of choice trap. So by trying to be everything to everyone, you can end up spreading yourself too thin and confusing your customers. So what's the alternative? Pretty simple, right? Focus on less to achieve more. So let's take an example. Look at Progressive. Yeah, Progressive Insurance. That's the one. So they built their entire brand around one product. What was that? Car insurance, right? They specialized in one specific niche and they were able to streamline their operations as a result. They created targeted marketing campaigns and they provided seamless customer experience. They got really good at one thing. They got really good at a process and they ran with it, right? They scaled it. Look at In-N-Out. There's other fast food chains and they have menus that rival War and Peace in length, right? Like you could put everything on the menu. And In-N-Out has 3 burger options. 3. And then the hidden menu stuff, which if you don't know about, there's a hidden menu. You can get animal style and you get the fries animal style and you get the burger animal style. This is a good idea. If you are going to do In-N-Out, I would highly encourage you to get animal style, both type of onions. So they'll put the grilled onions and the raw onions. You're not going to want to talk to anybody afterwards, but I'll tell you, bellissimo. So they win all these awards, right? They're consistently ranked as the most popular and profitable fast food chains in the country. Well, less is more, right? They got it right. They're doing it right. So you narrow your focus, you simplify your offerings, you could actually create more value for your customers and your success. Now, you may be thinking, but I'm affiliated with a captive. I can't choose what products I offer or what I don't or whatever. And of course you can. It's just because the menu has this whole slew of different things, that doesn't mean you're not going to sell those things. It just means that's not the focus, right? If the company is hammering on home and auto, which a lot of places, that's what it's going to be, right? That should be the focus, home and auto. Yes, of course, we're going to sell the motorcycle and the ATV and all the other stuff, right? But the focus, the process, like in our agency, the process is built around the telefunnel and it's all auto leads. It's all we buy, right? 200 auto leads a day goes to the callers. The callers transfer it to the team. The team closes it. It's the same process over and over and over. And when it starts to hit, when the leads are, or when the cost per sale starts dropping and it gets really good, we crank it up, right? It's already working. It's a money machine. So you got to put more into it. So that's in business, right? It doesn't mean all this stuff, the simplicity isn't just for business, which is amazing because there's so much overlap now, right? It's also a powerful tool for personal growth and happiness, right? Everybody's searching for happiness, right? And they're searching on the outside for happiness, which is the sad part because it comes from the inside. So without getting too goofy here, think about that for a second though. How often do you find yourself overwhelmed by the number of decisions you got to make each day, from what to wear to what to eat to which project to tackle, from which thing to hit off the list that you have, to which to-do list? I mean, how many different to-do lists? So many things, right? The choices are endless. Mr. Jason and I talk about it all the time. He's like, Mr. Craig, there's so many things. And I say, yes, Mr. Jason, so many. And we ponder on that because it's endless. How many texts do you get? How many Slack messages do you get? How many Messenger messages? How many Instagram? You know, it goes on and on and on and on, right? The constant. So what if you could streamline decision-making, right? Less things for the RAM up here to have to process, right? The executive memory needs to process, or executive function needs to process that stuff. Well, if there's less tasks to process, every time I hear tasks, I think AI. That's one thing, right? Is how can we offload? And if there's things that we can offload, can we automate them? That's even better, right? But now I'm going to introduce something that I think is really important. It's called the power of constraints, right? So constraints are setting these limits, right? Intentionally. Intention is very important here. It's key. We have to set an intention behind our choices because then we actually are going to follow through with them. And if we intentionally limit our options, we can actually break free and be more productive, right? And if we're more productive, we're more fulfilled. If we're more fulfilled, you got it. Bingo. Happy, right? So for example, what if you committed to wearing the same outfit every day? Now, I know the insurance dudettes out there are going to say, oh, hell no, right? That's fine. I get it. And I do not think that that is a generalization. That is my experience that it's going to work out that way. However, maybe the dudes can do it. Maybe the dudes can do it. I can't. I can't either. I'm like the ladies. I like to wear some different stuff. Not nice stuff, but colorful. You know, I like to switch it up. Mr. Jason, he'll wear the same thing every day. No problem. I think he got rid of everything, has a whole closet full of black shirts, and I think cargo shorts from the 80s that he still has. What about Zuck? Mark Zuckerberg owns half of Kauai, wears the same clothes every day. Steve Jobs, dead, but wore the same clothes every day. See something here? Zuck, Jobs, Feltman, Zuck, Jobs, Feltman. Imagine how much time, though, how much mental energy you would save by not having to decide what to wear each morning, right? Think about that. Like for me, I don't need to worry about this, even though I wear different things, because I don't think about it. Sometimes my wife looks at me and says, you're going to go to the office dressed like that? And I say, yeah, I don't talk to the clients. I'm in here, right? So it's fine. If I'm in a meeting, sure, I'm going to wear a suit or whatever. But for the most part, just I want to be comfortable. And that's important. and I don't have to take any time to think about it. If you find that you're spending an hour and a half getting ready, I don't know, that could be something to look at, because an hour and a half times 300 or times 250, however many days a year that are being worked, starts to add up, right? Is there a commute? Could you have a closer office? Could you move closer? What if you applied the 80-20 rule to your to-do list? We talked about that, right? 20% of the things you do produce 80% of the results. Well, if we know that, then why are we doing 80% of the things and leaving off the 20? And the 20 that we're leaving off are probably the ones that are generating the most activity or the best results. However, it's just a little bit more work, so we put those off. I'm letting you think about that as I take my sip of my Monster, sponsored by Monster. All right, so to-do list, prioritize it, chop off the bottom 80%. Look, your day just got shorter. Perfect, right? Now you can spend it on other things. If you pick up Tim Ferriss' 4-Hour Work Week, fantastic book. It makes you think differently. Think about how Tim Ferriss operates and what he does. He spends most of his time walking and thinking. How nice is that, right? But how much of your time at the office, when I did a time audit, the amount of time spent was remarkable, right? That was just wasted. I'm just here so I could be here, not necessarily here and being effective and then capturing those extra hours and going hiking and doing something that's more enjoyable, right? So this paradox of choice, it may seem counterintuitive, right? I get it, but it's a powerful tool. It's going to work in both. So here's my challenge. This is my challenge to you. Take a hard look at your agency. Take a hard look at your life. Where can you simplify? Can you cut back anything? Right? Where, can you make it where your brain doesn't have to process as much information because somebody else can do it? I found that I was holding onto a lot of things, thinking that I'm the only one that could handle it. And I started to think about, wow, that's interesting. If I believe that I'm the only one that can handle it, I am now a prisoner. And I did not want to be a prisoner of those tasks. So where can you apply the power of constraints so you can limit what's on the list, limit what you say yes to, and pass that stuff off? If you need help getting started, I went ahead and created a worksheet for you. It's called The Paradox of Choice, Simplify Your Way to Success. It's a step-by-step guide to doing this. Everything I just talked about is going to walk you through it. So you go down there, and as you're passing the subscribe button, you click the subscribe button, you scroll just a little bit farther, and there's a link to a Google Sheet. Click it, and then you're just going to make a copy or download it. You can't get into that one. Otherwise, everybody would write on it, and then the one that everybody gets would be messed up. So you just have to download it. All right? That is it. We appreciate it. I know that Mr. Jason, let me see if I can channel some of his. Yes, this is Mr. Jason. Thank you for listening. Now, I don't know if that was a good impression of him, but that's what came. So we'll see you on the next one. Appreciate it, and take care.